Of all the people he knew, Nero was the least genetically designed for such a strategy. His brain disagreed so heavily with his body that he found himself in a state of continuous warfare. It was his body that was his problem, which accumulated physical fatigue from the neurobiological effect of exposure to the small, continuous losses, Chinese water torture style, throughout the day. Nero discovered that the losses went to his emotional brain, bypassing his higher cortical structures and slowly affecting his hippocampus and weakening his memory. The hippocampus is the structure where memory is supposedly controlled. It's the most plastic part of the brain. It's also the part that is assumed to absorb all the damage from repeated insults, like the chronic stress we experience daily from small doses of negative feelings, as opposed to the invigorating good stress of the tiger popping up occasionally in your living room. You can rationalize all you want. The hippocampus takes the insult of chronic stress seriously, incurring irreversible atrophy. Contrary to popular belief, these small, seemingly harmless stressors don't strengthen you. They can amputate part of yourself. It was the exposure to a high level of information that poisoned Nero's life. He could sustain the pain if he saw only weekly performance numbers instead of updates every minute. He did better emotionally with his own portfolio than with those of his clients, since he was not obligated to monitor it continuously. If his neurobiological system was a victim of the confirmation bias, reacting to the short term and the visible, he could trick his brain to escape its vicious effect by focusing only on the longer haul. He refused to look at any printout of his track record that was shorter than 10 years. Nero came of age, intellectually speaking, with the stock market crash of 1987, in which he derived monstrous returns on what small equity he controlled. This episode would forever make his track record valuable, taken as a whole. In close to 20 years of trading, Nero had only 4 good years. For him, 1 was more than enough. All he needed was 1 good year per century. Investors were no problem for him. They needed his trading as insurance and paid him well. He just had to exhibit a mild degree of contempt toward those he wanted to shed, which did not take much effort on his part. This effort was not contrived. Nero did not think much of them and let his body language express it freely, all the while maintaining an unfashionably high level of courtesy. He made sure, after a long string of losses, that they didn't think he was apologetic. Indeed, paradoxically, they became more supportive that way. Humans will believe anything you say, provided you don't exhibit the smallest shadow of diffidence. Like animals, they can detect the smallest crack in your confidence before you express it. The trick is to be as smooth as possible in personal manners. It's much easier to signal self-confidence if you're exceedingly polite and friendly. You can control people without having to offend their sensitivity. The problem with business people, Nero realized, is that if you act like a loser, they will treat you as a loser. You set the yardstick yourself. There's no absolute measure of good or bad. It's not what you're telling people, it's how you're saying it.